We are broadcasting live on KLEK 102.5 FM. We are getting ready to start our official Juneteenth program. If I can get Tanita to the DJ booth to hold the phone while we stream this live on Facebook, we're going to start our program with our speakers that we have. So please stand by. For those of you that are listening on KLEK 102.5 FM, we are at University Heights Lions Park, 502 and a half North Bridge Street in Jonesboro. Come join us. We're going to be here until 3 o'clock p.m. And we've got lots of activities for the family. We've got lots of organizations that are here. And we've got free grab bags for everyone. And you can also win door prizes. And if you fill out our KLEK listener survey, you can have an additional chance for a door prize. So we're going to go ahead and start with our first speaker, Reverend Dr. Greg Ota. He is the pastor of New Life Empowerment Ministries. He is also the chairman of the board of the Voice of Arkansas Minority Advocacy Council, which is the owner of KLEK 102.5 FM. So he is going to open us up in a moment of prayer.
Shall we bow for prayer at this time? Stop whatever you're doing. Let us pray. Let's give reverence to God. Our Father and our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You said it is pleasant when brethren dwell together in harmony. We pray for the celebration. We pray for what you have done for humankind. We pray for what you are doing. We pray for the activities today. May our conversations be holy and wholesome. May we give you glory in all we do. In Christ's name we pray. We carry it on by faith. Amen. 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 And amen. The audience here is not saying amen.
Reverend Walter said the other speakers didn't say amen. All right. Chenza, can you hold this?
I don't know where my volunteer went.
Okay, let me look on our program. Kabila said we're going to follow the order as on the flyer. So let me pull this flyer up, and then we will have our next speaker come to the stage and to speak. I believe it's Dr. Branch, but I want to look and be sure. Once again, we are at University Heights Lions Park in North Jonesboro. We do have free food, and we have the bounce houses. Shout out to Spacewalk of Jonesboro for providing those bounce houses. We definitely appreciate all of the vendors that have come out. You'll have to forgive me. I'm trying to pull up this flyer. So, oh, you got it. Okay, so what do we got? All right, well, as I said, our next speaker is Dr. Sharice Jones Branch. Dr. Branch is a professor of history at Arkansas State University. She is also on the board of directors of the Voice of Arkansas Minority Advocacy Council. You hear her every day during the KLEK Black History Moment. So, Dr. Branch, if you can come step forward and just talk to us a little bit about the occasion and what this is all about and what it all truly means.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I know it's hot out here, so I won't keep you out here for too terribly long. But if you're unaware, Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of the institution of slavery here in the United States. And it dates back to 1865, where it was on June 19th. And so just so you know, Juneteenth is a combination of June and 19th, and that's how you get Juneteenth. And it was on this date, on June 19th, 1865, that Union soldiers that were led by Major General Gordon Granger landed at Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war had ended. Now, this is 1865. President Abraham Lincoln had signed and issued the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. So it takes 2 years for this news to make it to African Americans who are living in Texas. And so when he arrives, right, and this is also after the surrender of General Lee on April 1865, but when Granger arrives in Texas, he reads an order to African Americans that lets them know that they've been emancipated. So of course, I'm not gonna read the entire thing, but the general order that he read was called General Order Number 3. And it began with this: "The people of Texas, are informed that in accordance with the proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and free labor. So what this means is, after close to 400 years, all people of African descent were emancipated. What many people fail to realize is, even when the Emancipation Proclamation emancipates African Americans in 1863, it only emancipated blacks who were living in the states that were in rebellion. So if you were a slave in a border state like Missouri, this didn't include you. So we're talking about a general order here that emancipates all of these other black people who were not included under the Emancipation Proclamation. So as you can imagine, this has been a festival that has been celebrated for a very long time, most notably in Texas, but in other parts of the nation as well. And so what we're doing today is very much in line with what African Americans have always done when they've celebrated Juneteenth. They've celebrated, people have had rodeos if you're in Texas, people go fishing. They always talk about things like community self-improvement, education, so on and so forth. And of course, a lot of this is about the food. So we know that barbecue is a big deal in Arkansas, it's a big deal in Texas. It is an occasion to celebrate liberty and all the hopes for the future that these African Americans had when they were emancipated. And we know that everything wasn't sunshine. There were many, many difficult times to come. And of course, there were more than a few people who would have been glad to see African Americans back in slavery. But that's the strength of people of African descent. Despite the difficult times, they continued to strive and build communities and institutions, and they laid the foundation that brings us to where we are today. So celebrate, have a wonderful time, and Lord knows, please stay cool. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dr. Branch. Dr. Branch is always a wealth of information. And I see our next speaker is coming to the stage. We have the mayor of Jonesboro, Harold Perrin. And I just want to give a special shout out to Mayor Perrin. As you know, we are getting ready to build a new 100-foot tower at KLEK that was donated, the funds were donated by First National Bank, and hopefully Monday we will finally get construction. But this is the man who helped make it happen. This is the man who made the, give me a shout out. This is the man who made the connection to First National Bank to make the tower happen. So make some noise for Mayor Perrin. Mayor Perrin does a lot for the Jonesboro community, especially for organizations that serve African Americans, Hispanics, other minorities. And he's not just doing things like connecting us with First National Bank for the tower. He's done things to help the Hispanic Center, Family Ties, several other nonprofits. So we're just thankful for Mayor Perrin for all this he's doing for the city of Jonesboro. So now we'll have remarks from Mayor Perrin.
Well, thank you, Leganti. I appreciate that introduction. But first of all, I think everyone knows that Jonesboro has been growing tremendously over the last 15 years. And we obviously have diversity in our community. And that's good because we can all work together. We can communicate. We can work on projects together. But more importantly, we can look at each other's vision for our own city because we all live in the same city. And I think that's excellent on diversity. So I just want to say I appreciate what we're doing. Again, one of my bosses, Dr. Charles Coleman's here. When we bring things up, they bring up a lot of good ideas. And we try to do everything we possibly can, particularly for this north here. And I would hope in a few weeks that I can announce some things that right here where you're standing, we're going to be able to do some more things on this park. In fact, we're going to take it down and make it multi-purpose fields that you can have soccer and et cetera on that. And next year, if the budget will allow it, we're going to have a new road from 141 all the way to Patrick. So actually, that could even be a front door to this park. So we've got a lot of good things going on in this area. But I want to hear from you all. And I encourage all of y'all to get involved into leadership and to come to the council, visit with us. Call us anytime that you have any questions about anything, and we're totally transparent. So please call on us to help us do things together. And I keep using that word together. And what I have learned in any company, church or whatever, if you have division, you'll get nowhere. If you work together, you'll be successful. I can tell you that. So, again, I just want to say it's my prayers that we'll continue to work very hard to help on all diversity in this community and the future of Jonesboro. So thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again, Mayor Perrin. Our next guest, this is a gentleman I've known for over 4 years now. Around about the same time that KLEK was getting launched, this man was hired by Mayor, well, actually promoted by Mayor Perrin to become chief of police. And one of the first things that he wanted to do was to reach out to the black community to help to repair the frayed relationship between the black community and the Jonesboro Police Department. And just like I'm dressed today, he was in the mall. I had on a t-shirt and some shorts, except for I had on my A5A instead of the Juneteenth. I had to throw that in there. But Chief was in his uniform. I just walked up to him. I said, my name's Laganzi Kale. I'm going to be starting the first black radio station in Jonesboro. When we launch, will you come do an interview? And he said, absolutely. And when we launched, I hit him up, and he said, I'm there. And he came, and after it was over, he said, when I'm coming back. And so we have made this a monthly thing. Every first Wednesday of the month from 9 to 10 a.m., Chief Elliott is on Community Conversations. He answers questions from the public. He wants to hear from you. I know that there's some people may not always feel comfortable talking to the police, but this man is approachable. You can go to his office. You can tell him what your concerns about, and he will take action. But our next guest is Jonesboro Police Chief Rick Elliott.
What a great friend, and he's right. We came on about the same time, and it's been my pleasure, and I've certainly enjoyed what I'm doing, because building bridges, that's what it takes. This country has faced a lot of struggles over the years, and 4 years ago, this country was facing a lot of dark times, a lot of bad things going on, a lot of problems in law enforcement going on across the country, people losing respect for the law enforcement community. And I knew when I took over, I had a lot of challenges. I had a lot of challenges to face, and I knew we had to make some changes and do business a little bit different than the way we were doing it. So we're getting back to the philosophy of community-oriented policing, getting our officers out in the communities on these different events like this, and reestablishing a one-to-one contact with the public that we deal with day in and day out. And I think we've seen some benefits from it. We're not where we want to be yet, but you know what? It's a constant struggle. But everything we do in life is always a constant struggle to make things a little bit better. I think our community is a lot better than it was 4 years ago, but we're going to continue to work on problems in the community. But it takes you. It takes you working along with the police department to make this a good community and a good, safe community. It takes good communication with each other. I've always said we can do more when we talk to each other instead of at each other. So we learn to talk to each other day in and day out about business. Then again, I think we can make this a much better community. I do appreciate your support of the police department and what we do day in and day out. We're here. We're here to work with you. We work for you every day. And that is our mission in life. So again, appreciate the support. And anything, like Alganzi said, if you have any suggestions, anything we can do to make things better in your community, feel free to contact me, and let's make this a better place to live. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Chief Elliott. Once again, like I said, I notice issues with police and community is definitely something that's a touchy issue, but Jonesboro, we want this to be a community, an example of where others can follow, in which there is a positive interaction. Our next speaker, this man really doesn't need an introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. This man, I wish I had one-tenth of his energy. This man works tirelessly for Arkansas State University. He's been here a little bit over a year, and he hit the ground running saying every red wolf counts. And he has done all that he could to make sure that every red wolf does count, whether they're a current student, a former student, or just a fan. So, and of course, you know, he always takes a selfie. In fact, let's go ahead and get the selfie action right quick. So everybody kind of just stand behind me.
You, if you know Dr. Danfus, you know how we got to do these selfies. Already. You got it? All right, our next speaker is Dr. Kelly Danfus, Chancellor of Arkansas State University.
Thank you very much, Lugonzi. Hey, everyone, and all those folks over there. I'm so glad to be here to represent Arkansas State University. As some of you know, I grew up in Canada, a little fishing village in northern Canada, and my whole life I'd never met a person of African descent. And I did not grow up understanding the African-American experience until I watched a TV series that many of you are familiar with called Roots. And it was the first time that I saw what slavery was and what that meant. So as a foreigner watching what was happening in America, I was so intrigued by this. And I was a young lad at the time. I went to the library and I borrowed a book called Black Like Me. And Black Like Me is a great book where a white man shaved his head, colored his skin, and went to restaurants and bars and hotels around the South and portrayed himself as a black man and showed how differently he was portrayed and how he was treated differently because of the color of his skin. And I remember reading that as an 11 or 12-year-old boy thinking, how can people be so cruel to each other? And unfortunately, I'm 55 years old. I've lived long enough to see plenty of cruelty out there, even to today. But it is sometimes part of human nature to be so cruel. But those four words that were part of Proclamation Number 3, all slaves are free, is what we're here to celebrate today. Because that meant at that time that all people are free. White, black, Hispanic, whatever race, ethnicity, creed, or color, all people are free. And the question I have for myself now when I read those four words is, what will I do with that freedom? I came to America to get a college degree. My plan was to go back to Canada, but I discovered a life here. But I also discovered the importance of a four-year college degree. And I ended up getting a PhD and working in higher education. And now I serve at Arkansas State. It's my great honor to be here. But I'm going to use my freedom to make sure that every young person who wants to go to Arkansas State University, that's qualified to go, has the freedom to attend, because I know the difference that a four-year college degree can make in the life of a young person, change that downward spiral, the cycle of poverty that people can experience, that education is that thing that gets you from here to there. So my administration is dedicated day in and day out thinking about ways that we can make sure that every student who wants to come to Arkansas State University can come here, and then when they come here, that they can be successful and graduate. So it's my pleasure to tell you a little bit about that story, but also to represent our university, which is working hard to help change the lives of the people of Jonesboro. Thank you very much, and have a great afternoon.
Dr. Danfus, he insisted I call him Kelly. So we have a little running joke. You know, when we had him on community conversations, we got to get him back on again soon. He trips off the way. I said, Kate, L.E.K., 102.5 FM. So, Kelly, we definitely thank you for that speak. Our next speaker is Mrs. Norma Farrell. Is supposed to do a poem. Is Mrs. Farrell here? Mrs. Farrell? Okay, if not, then we will go on to our next speaker. This man is a tireless fighter for the citizens of Jonesboro, especially citizens on the north side of the community. He tells it like it is. So if you want to honest, if your feelings get easily hurt, don't ask this man for his opinion, because he's going to give it to you straight with no chaser. Our next speaker, Reverend Dr. Charles Coleman, Jonesboro City Council, Ward 2, Position 1.
First of all, it's really nice to be here today. I've been in the bed for about 6 weeks because I had a tumor surgery, and I'm up now. And notice when I came in, they sit me down. I guess they think I done got old. I can't stand. But at the same time, I see one person out here shaking their head. But I am a council person that fights for the community, and I always make sure that I let people know, when you're a council person, you don't only just fight for the north side or the particular person position that you're in, you fight for the whole city. And that's what I try to do all the time. I'm a little prejudiced toward the north side because I live on the north side. But we need to celebrate not just Juneteenth on this day, But as a minority individual, we need to celebrate it every day, 24/7, as far as I'm concerned. And if we do this and re-educate our children to understand who they are, where they come from, I think we'd have a better community. But at the same time, I think that we need to communicate a little bit better. We need to associate a little bit better and speak up and speak out for what we need to do to bring this community together. I thank this organization for allowing me to come, and I'm just not going to hold for a long time because I need to get out of here. Thank you.
Once again, we thank Dr. Coleman for that speech. Our next speaker is Senator John Cooper. Senator Cooper is a dear friend and a supporter of the station. He's also someone who is very accessible. If you have any question about any laws that are being passed in the legislature or any concerns, and you know, he believes in treating people fairly. That's me saying personally. That doesn't reflect the views of KLEK, the Voice of Arkansas Minority Advocacy Council. I had to get that little disclaimer. But our next speaker, Senator John Cooper.
Thank you. I really appreciate the work that KLEK does, first of all, in representing the community here and on the issues that concern the community. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Senator John Cooper. I'm a state senator. I'm on my second term now, and I'm in the statements that's been made by the speakers here today concerning the community. When I was campaigning on my first term, I met a man over just north of the campus of ASU, and when I stepped up on the porch to talk to him, he just shook his head no. I didn't automatically just turn around and walk off. I stayed there a few minutes and found out what his issue was. And I found out that it was political parties. And so we talked about some issues, and I told him, well, what I will tell you about those things is that I promise you that I will do the right thing on whatever the issue is before me. He acted like that kind of stunned him a little bit, and before that conversation was over, he said, I'm going to vote for you. And he had already, at the beginning of the conversation, said no. That's the value of communication. And it can have an impact on how we treat each other. Politics is all about relationships. There are people out there today that want to divide me from you. I promised them on that, I promised the community when I ran, I'll represent the whole community. And I think you can ask the other leaders in this area whether I've done that, and I think they'll tell you that I have. Concerning the event today, there was a bill that was passed in 2005, and I want to read a little bit of that for you. This was a bill that was passed, and if you look at the internet, there's a little bit of an error there in that because it says it was passed by the Senate. It was a Senate bill, but it was passed by the whole legislature. In both houses, there was not a no vote on this bill. I looked at the voting record, and there was no votes on that bill when it passed. It was passed in 2005. This was Senate Bill 263, and it says it's an act to establish the third Saturday in June as Juneteenth. And the history of that has already been communicated to you here today, but that was a very important piece of legislation. It did a lot to bring the state and the community together on reconciliation. It was only a one-page bill, but some of the most important legislation is not large bills. It's the smaller ones that get right to the point and do a lot of good. Established the third Saturday in June to be known as Juneteenth Independence Day. This bill goes on to say that it's not a holiday, it's a Memorial Day. If you understand the difference maybe between what a holiday is and what a Memorial Day is, a Memorial Day or a memorial event is to keep in mind the things of history. keep those things in mind, whereas a holiday may just be an event that you enjoy the event itself, but this goes way beyond that, so that people will really remember the history and where they came from, and that should be remembered, especially in the African-American community. In those days, Arkansas was a frontier state, and there were a lot of slaves that had escaped their owners that traveled this state on the rivers and through that, maybe going on into the more remote regions where they could live. And so I've done a little bit of research on that and recently, and it's very interesting. I'll just share one thing with you concerning Fort Smith. There was a black historian that wrote some things concerning records that he found concerning records over a five-year period when previously the black population was not even listed by name. 5 years later, after the freeing of the slaves, then those records were computed or compiled based upon personal information involving their names and where they lived, rather than just the owner. So within only a five-year period, there was a dramatic change in the record. So that's all, I think, pretty good history, and especially the black population should be aware of that. And that's part of this event, is to remember where you've been and where the important issues of life are. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you, Senator Cooper. We definitely appreciate that. Is Dr. Gibson still around? Oh, he left. What'd you say, Kelly? Oh, he had to leave early. Okay. Well, our final speaker is a young man who is running for Congress, U.S. District 1, on the Democratic ticket. Now, before we come speak, I do have to give a disclaimer. KLEK 102.5 FM and the Voice of Arkansas Minority Advocacy Council. We do not endorse nor support any candidate for office. However, we do give candidates the opportunity to speak, even though we're not going to say who to vote for, but it is very important that you vote. No vote, no voice. And you can get registered right over there at the NAACP table. But we're going to now bring Chinton Desai, and he's going to come speak a little bit about his campaign.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chinton Desai. I'm the Democratic nominee for United States Congress here in the 1st District. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. I'm an educator in Helena. I've been one for 8 years, and I think the evolution that I've had in my own thinking, I work in a low-income community, and I came here through a program called Teach for America, and my initial thinking was that, you know, we don't have racial issues anymore, that we are a society where we are colorblind, and, you know, we can look at issues like low-income status, and those are the main barriers for people in terms of whether or not they are able to succeed. But for me, in the 8 years that I've been in education, that's simply not the case. I still see the barriers for my students, the parents that I work with. Look, we can put our heads up against the wall and pretend that we didn't have centuries of slavery followed by, you know, decades of Jim Crow laws and discrimination that still goes on today. I think about instances of discrimination that still happen, predatory lending practices. We think about a criminal justice system that disproportionately affects African Americans and people of color. We think about voting ID laws that disproportionately affect members of the African American community. And I'm reminded that on this Juneteenth, even though that we have a lot to celebrate, that we have come so far as a society, that we still have a long ways to go. And so my invitation for you all, I think it's the same as Laganzi just a moment ago, I am on the ballot in November, but at the very least, make sure you are registered to vote. Make sure that you do vote in November, because we're talking about being able to dismantle systems of oppression, being able to achieve economic justice. I think that only happens if you show up and you do vote and help make our society a lot better. So thank you again for having me. My name is Chinton Desai, and I'm your Democratic nominee for Congress.
All right, thank you, Chinton. Are you going to hang around? Okay, so if anyone has any questions, they can ask. Again, we do not endorse nor support any candidate for office, but KLEK, we are a community radio station, and we do believe in inviting candidates and people to speak on the issues. We got a little impromptu some. We have a young man who's going to do a poem. I didn't catch his name. I apologize, but he's going to come do a poem. We didn't have him on the program, but he's here. Hey, Alexis, Aries friend. Order of the Eastern Star is out here. Samuel Harris. Thank you, Chelsea. So we will have a poem by Samuel Harris, and then that will conclude our program, and then we will get back to music. But don't go anywhere. We're going to still be out here. We're going to still have fun all the way up until 3 o'clock. And, of course, if you're listening on KLEK 102.5 FM, come join us. Get some free food. We've got door prizes. We've got plenty of door prizes left to give away, and we've got free grab bags for everyone. So if you haven't got your grab bag yet, stop by the registration table. Not only just register, but get your grab bag. And if you fill out our listener survey, you can get an extra ticket for our door prizes. So, and I'm sorry, I'm bad with names. I forgot his name again, Chelsea. Samuel, I'm sorry. And now, Samuel.
How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right? Y'all look very good today. I'm glad y'all could come out. I'm honored to be on this stage or whatnot. It's pretty hot out here, right? But the piece that I'm going to do is called Clarity. And so, however, the beginning is kind of, it's a pretty strong, so I hope we don't have any sensitive skin out here. I just want to know, can I go there? Is that all right with y'all? Cool. All right. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched that was so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. I know you don't know me, but let me introduce myself. I don't do circles, forget the clicks. Squares don't fit into circles. Well, that's a perfect fit. I rock that label called Different. Many don't know who they are, so they bow down to anything and lose who they are for 5 seconds of fame. Getting lost in this world, yeah, you start to lose a little shape. You can never take form living in circles that cause you to lose your faith. Now, can we conversate? I know that's broken English, bruh. But you've been living in fragments without the noun and the verb. You're not a complete sentence. Like a soul that's been dispersed, you everywhere. And ain't no traffic signs to help govern your hurt. This that generation where they believe in a concept of a higher being, but knowledge is God. They got all of this revelation, but they questioning God. Why won't you question the one you serve and see if he show up as God? You don't want to do that. You'll be questioning yourself. You're your own God. I guess you created yourself. A self-made man, but you're powerful. I get it. So how do you heal your imperfections? I need that answer. Break down, break down. It's been a catastrophic change in this lanes of this life. Wow. Trying to figure out who you are and where you are. I know it's been a journey in the wilderness. I know it's looking scary. Grandmaster Flash said it best. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how. Well, let me show you how I did it. I put my trust in God the Father, creator of the universe, and not Stephen Hawking's The Big Bang Theory won't work. Shout out to that culture that I grew up in. Black roots, and I'm comfortable in my melanin. But I did not ride on a slave ship. The only way to be enslaved is by your own sin. I got nothing against the motherland. But I was created by God the Father, and I was created, and I came through my mother, man. Came into the world of sinner, into the world of sin. And later on, I discovered I needed salvation. And when I discovered I was kingdom, I had the bodysuit of an American. But there's been a misconception, a misunderstanding about who my Jesus was and the skin tone he was induced with. But if I could teach you the way of the seamstress, show you how to cut around the bias and show you where the seam goes so you can touch the hem of his garment, so you can bring healing to your mental process, so you can process all of this. Because Last I checked, sin didn't have a color, so he died. So black Jesus, white Jesus, forget about the color. He was a Jew anyway, yo, a worldwide lover. This a controversial message for the world to discover. Truthfully, it's time to uncover each other through a bloody gospel. No more shades of gray. It's time to see the world through God's eyes. A third dimensional face. See the world being drowned by frustration. Conversation rules the nation. And the lie gets the Oscar. Our lives become a dried opera. For Christ I live and for Christ I'll die. That's a bold statement to make, but my heart won't lie. The kingdom is full of culture, yo. His love opened my eyes. I preach straight kingdom, your religion's a lie. See, my heart is the home of the brave, yo. The land of the free. Where my father lives and where Jerusalem sleep. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper and love thee. Give honor and glory to the multicultural king. See, everybody want to talk about, want to be about, want to talk about Jesus Christ. Well, holla at your boy. Let me tell you right now. Jesus Christ paid full price for your life. Everything about you, he knows. Stop living your life in strife and poverty. Live it in him. He is the resurrection. He's the light of men, the life of men, the one that gave you life and took away the poverty, took 39 stripes. He's the reason why you live in, homie, why you got life. He put everlasting life in the bodysuit and gave you abundant life. And I guess you're asking, how could I ever talk about life this way or Christ in the midst of crisis in a day and time like this? See, I understand it like this. And I remember talking to a classroom of kids, and they remember these words as I said them. Class, may I ask you, be with me. Life can be colder than ice, and you're wondering, is there a better way to life? Somebody answer, please. Is there a God? Is he alive? Did he really die for me? These are the questions people ask because they want peace. Dark times, dark minds, turn on that light, please. Christ can make sense out of a nonsense reality. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The only reason why we have life. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The only reason why I have life, see, I understand life this way because at the age of 16, mine's suicidal. At the age of 24, I saw the same cycle. Even in the struggle, the Lord still gets the glory. He's not the author of confusion, yo, he wrote the story. Let's kill the lie. God doesn't hate you. That thought came through religious fake stuff. And way the world views God, that's who really hates you. Love God, hate the ways of the world. They think a president is going to save them. Well, release Barabbas, kill the Sabbath. Well, that's our great nation. False entertainment shall implode. False entertainment shall implode. False entertainment shall implode. False performances shall explode. They all going to blow away, but one thing remains the same, that he is God and he remains. Thank you.
Thank you once again for that excellent poem. We hope that you all have enjoyed our program and our speakers. But we're not done yet. We're going to be here till 3 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and get back into some music. The KLK Juneteenth celebration going down at University Lions Park.